everyone. Welcome to the Empowered Living with Anne O'Brien podcast. I'm your host, Anne O'Brien, and for the next 33 minutes, you'll hear dialogue on how to find your version of empowered living when it comes to love, money, sex, health, career, and more. I'll be sharing interviews with amazing experts in these areas, and I'll guide you in meditations and creative practices you can take into your life. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it, and go to anneobrienliving.com to sign up for lots more resources, including free meditations, videos, special offers, and events. Now, here we go. Hi there. This is episode number 4. This is about how to improve your health, particularly holistic health involving spirit, mind, body, emotions, and energy. And this is really a hot topic right now. There's a lot out there about it. So just so you know sort of where I'm coming from and why this podcast may be of interest to you, I believe that really our empowerment, because this is the Empowered Living podcast, right? Our empowerment is really about bringing our spirit, bringing our soul, bringing that spark of light within each of us that is completely unique and special and infinite and incredibly creative and all that we are, into our physical body, into this form, into this flesh, into the 3D life where there's bills to pay and there's, you know, you got to go to the bathroom and eat and you get hurt and people die and all the things that happen in worldly life, going to work and, you know, everything that we do. And our bodies, if they are really well tuned, they can hold our spirit so much better. They can hold the power that we are. And I find this is a big disconnect for people where a lot of us get so frustrated and feel so stuck in life and have a lot of problems in life actually because there's a disconnect and there's a lack of connection between this infinite amazing person that we know we are and the infinity of life that we know is possible and what we actually have in our 3D life, what we actually feel in our body. The level of health and well-being that we feel doesn't match the infinite nature of our soul. There's a disconnect when we can't seem to manifest the things that we desire, that we feel are possible for us, and that we truly feel like from our heart are really meant to be ours. And so on my, you know, from my perspective, I started, as you may know, as a teenager studying metaphysics. I wrote a science paper at age 12 proving the validity of ESP. And I started meditating when I was 18. And by my mid-20s, I was in a clairvoyant training program and did that for about a decade, trained in clairvoyance and mediumship and energy healing. And so I sort of started my path from the spirit first. I learned a lot about how to clear energy, how to clear other people's energy out of my space, how to clear unwanted beliefs and programming that wasn't helping me. And I even learned how to clear entities and, you know, claim my space as a medium. And, you know, what does that mean? That's a whole conversation. We're going to get into that a little bit in a little bit with our special guest today. But I learned all this spiritual stuff of sit down, meditate, clear your energy. And I would sit down and my eyes would water so much. And if I was wearing mascara, it would, you know, get all over my face because I was clearing a lot. But I was still waking up foggy headed and I was still waking up feeling like I wasn't all the way home, like I wasn't all the way back in my body. And people would kind of tease me. I remember especially like a former roommate and then later my ex-husband would tease me like I couldn't go out the door. I couldn't answer the phone until I meditated because I felt so disconnected. I didn't feel like I was safe in a sense. Not like I was afraid physically, but I just didn't feel fully connected. And so I've learned a lot about empowerment. You know, I have to be physically home. And so while I started from this spiritual place, I learned over time that the physical actually had to be tended to as well. So that included shifting my diet. That included going to holistic health practitioners. That included cleansing and taking supplements. And I started to get so much clearer. Fortunately, I was always doing movement practices. I did yoga from a pretty young age. And I did Aikido, a type of martial arts. And What else did I do? I did African dance and I did a lot of hiking. So I always pretty much did that. And then over the years, I started to go to a chiropractor and all that helped immensely. And so the more I did all this physical stuff, I was like, wait a minute, the spiritual is not enough. So my teachers, God bless them, my clairvoyant teachers, my teachers in healing and mediumship and all that, they had great information, but it felt to me incomplete. So I remember going to the seminars with the teacher I studied with for many years, and I would be the only one, like, I would pace around the room during breaks, and I would do handstands, and I would stretch, because I just didn't want to sit still all weekend. To me, that's not a retreat. You know, that's partially a retreat, but my body needed something too. And so I've started to really integrate a lot of this into my work. And I tend, when I work with clients one-on-one, I tend to get a lot of information about their physical bodies and physical health, nutrition. I'm not trained as a doctor, but I've studied it quite a bit and I've been on my own journey. So I was very excited. I've worked with many amazing holistic health practitioners. I was very excited about, gosh, how long ago, 6 months to a year ago, maybe 9 months ago, I met a woman named Louise Schwartzwalter, who will be your special guest for today, our special guest today. And she is actually trained as a naturopathic doctor. And this is the person in my life so far I have met that's trained from the medical perspective that I feel I align with so much. We see so many things eye to eye from, you know, the conversations we've had thus far. She actually works, besides working on the physical, she works on the energy, the emotional, even the ancestral and the past life. So a lot of the stuff that I do spiritually, she does, and yet she's trained as a doctor. So that's sort of where the doorway people get in to see her is from the physical, as I understand it. So I was very, very excited because, you know, when somebody has that training, you know, it sort of counts more. People listen to them and there's a power that comes from that. So I've been very excited to personally work with Louise and to talk with her for this podcast today and to share this with you. I couldn't even get the interview down to 11 minutes, which is my goal for our interviews. I made it longer because I just couldn't leave certain things out. So before I bring her on, I just want to say a little bit more about, you know, my view of how does it all connect. So I talked about why it's important, you know, bringing the spirit into the body, bringing all that you are into your body and getting your body up to a level of health where that's possible and that actually works. I find that it helps us manifest, by the way. And it's really all vibrational. So Louise will talk about it, like some people come to her wanting physical healing and she's like, well, physical isn't enough. We have to do the energy. We have to do the spiritual. People come to me, they want spiritual. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. You got to get your body online. And really, it is all about vibration. And so people, not that we consciously want it, but we want to stay at an old vibration sometimes. Whether it's our ego, or I think of it as sometimes the bugs in our body. Louise and I talk about that. Like it could be parasites or bacteria or candida or whatever. Those bugs in our body or those, you know, issues that we have biochemically, they come with a vibrational frequency where they don't want to change. They don't want to die. And so we carry that within our bodies. And if somebody asks you to, like, quit eating sugar, for example, those bugs that feed off of the sugar are going to scream for dear life, like, please don't stop the sugar. And we're going to think, you know, I will not stop the sugar. We're going to get irate about it. And really, what is this? You know, besides that there's, you know, energies within us that are not us, that don't want to die, I think we all want love. We all ultimately are looking for love, connection, and our old programming often and our lineage often, and Louise and I talk about our ancestral lineage, often there's a resonance where everybody in our lineage so far, you know, your father, his mother, his, you know, her father, et cetera, on down the line, a whole bunch of people that came before you that, you know, their DNA makes up your body, they all resonated a certain vibration. And whether you think of that as certain beliefs that are passed down or actually bacteria or health tendencies that are passed throughout the family physically, or whether you think of that as emotional patterns that get passed on, we find them familiar and we find them safe, even if they're completely toxic and dysfunctional. And it can be scary to change until you have a new experience, whether that's maybe you eat really well and, you know, you go to a place where you do a cleanse for a week and it's supervised and you feel held and supported to do that and it feels safe because there's, you know, connection, community and people helping you, or whether that's a community of people that think positively where you feel emotionally supported and safe, and then that can start to change the new programming, or hiring a coach or a counselor or a mentor. Any of those things can help you really have the courage to move beyond that old vibration that feels safe and yet it's toxic into the new vibration. So I just want to acknowledge that it does take courage, and we're not all messed up because we want to eat sugar and drink coffee or alcohol or whatever it is that you like to do. It's just, it feels safe and it makes you feel loved and connected, even if those people have died. You know, even if, you know, that's not really helping you now, there's a place where it seems safe, and so you really do have to reprogram yourself. So Louise is going to talk about that, and I, at the end of our interview today, I am going to lead you in a meditation so you can have a real experience of that and shift some energy for yourself today. So please stay tuned. I find today's chat fascinating, and thank you for tuning in. I am here with Louise Schwartzwalter, and we're going to be speaking about how to improve your health today and how your health, your body, your emotions, your mind, and your spirit are all connected. And I have with you somebody that I have been personally working with, and I am picky, just so you know. I've worked with many, many amazing healthcare providers. It's a passion of mine for many years because I see that, you know, all of these levels are connected. And Louise is somebody who really knows how to get to all the levels and has a very in-depth process. So I am thrilled to bring her on. I'm going to read you her official bio and then we'll start talking. So here you go. For over a decade, Dr. Louise Schwartzwalter has been helping transform lives individually and in groups using a unique multidimensional approach, including naturopathy, biofeedback, trauma release work, NLP, life coaching, and energy work. Louise is the owner and founder of Albuquerque Natural Health Center, and she is the creator of the Brain Program, a five-step healing program serving clients worldwide. Louise's passion is cracking difficult cases. Louise finds the thing in me that nobody else finds. Sounds like a client said that. Also, client says, this is like 16 years of therapy. Yeah, that's great. Education is another one of her passions. Louise enjoys speaking and teaching and has shared with audiences on KOB TV, KOB Radio, telesummits, webinars, and professional organizations. So there you go. Welcome, Louise.
Oh, it's great to be here, Anne. Thank you so much for inviting me. I love sharing.
So, Louise, we're going to talk about the different levels of health. So when you've had a, you know, long practice and you work with a lot of people, how much of our health is physical and how much is really emotional, mental, spiritual, or energetic?
I love that question. It's such a good question because I don't think we can separate us. You know, I noticed, though, that the physical body will not shift until you shift the spiritual, the emotional, and the energetic. So I actually show people with muscle testing where pain starts, where you can actually muscle test and show if someone had pain in their hip, and they put their hand on their hip and I muscle test, it's not right there on the hip. I have them put their hand further out, a foot out from their body, and test again, and the pain will be a foot out, 3 feet out, 4 feet out from the actual body. So if you don't change the energy in the field, then you're not really affecting the physical as deeply as you can. Yeah. And that issue will come back. That's what I believe, because that's what I see. And so that's why I have kind of put it all together now, and I developed what I call my brain system.
Yeah.
And brain stands for body, because you do have to do the physical. R stands for release. You have to release the old patterns.
Yeah.
A is for align with spirit. We need to do the spiritual work. I is for integrate ancestral programs. Mm-hmm. And N is for putting in a new program. So you've got to put in the new, you have to reframe it and put in the new way that you want to be in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you do all of that. I mean, I can speak personally. You do all of that in a given session, you know, in a one, you know, not that somebody would just come to you once, because this is, there's layers and layers, but you really bring it all together in a beautiful way.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, and that, again, it all came from what we're talking about. It came from that whole path, mm-hmm. and it just morphed over the years, and I realized that I couldn't just have an appointment with somebody to talk about nutrition, and I can, I do, but it wasn't complete.
Yeah.
It wasn't complete.
Yeah, and you're way ahead of the curve, because, you know, doctors are finally starting to talk about diet. A lot of them, you know, it's like, okay, yes, and, you know, and I've been doing this, what I do, so many years, but some of the ancestral work that you do, I think a lot of times when health issues are, in my experience doing the clairvoyant readings that I do and healing work, when people are really stuck, whether it's a health issue, a relationship issue, a money issue, when they're really, really stuck, usually I see it's ancestral. I don't know if you would agree with that.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's ancestral, or in some cases, past life.
Exactly. Right.
A lot of stuff goes back to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I developed my brain system, because even for myself, my brain wasn't working.
Yeah.
I had my phone number written in my wallet.
Yeah.
It was before cell phones.
Wow.
Okay. And I was like in my 30s, and I was like, no, I'm having these memory losses already. And of course, I'm a special ed teacher. I worked with learning difference children for years.
Yeah.
And so I would sit across the reading table from them and just like wonder why their brain wasn't working that day, but the day before it was.
Wow.
And what I discovered was oftentimes it was food allergies, just like myself.
Yeah.
Just like my path. And then I started addressing that with those children and their parents when I was a private therapist teaching dyslexics how to read.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating to me what I learned from that. Is it truly was, we had to look at the physical with them as well as retrain their brain with the system that I used that was multisensory.
Right.
What I figured out was we're not doing multisensory and healing.
Mm-hmm.
And everything goes back to the brain. If those neurotransmitters aren't balanced and you're not feeling good and you're feeling foggy in your brain, you're not going to be able to do the spiritual and the emotional work the way you want
to. For sure, yeah.
So picture an atom.
Mm-hmm.
And you have circles around that atom, right? Like in science, like you have like an atom, like there's a middle, like a nucleus, and then you have those circles around it. So if you can picture an atom, that is really what our brain is like. It has rings. They're like capacitor rings. Your brain is like a computer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my teachers taught me that there's 12 seeing rings and 12 unseen.
Okay.
The 12 seeing rings are your senses, in a sense.
Uh-huh.
Hearing ring, the seeing ring, the writing ring, so the mind gems begins to balance those rings, the ones that we see.
Wow.
The unseen rings are the spiritual rings.
Yeah.
And she developed codes to help them. And those codes are people know it as Geotran.
Uh-huh. Are those the numbers?
Those are the numbers.
Very cool. Can you give us an example? I love your numbers. I just feel the energy. I don't even know what they all mean, but can you share an example?
Yes. So what, let's just say that we want to release a pattern and we want to put in a new pattern.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's give an example of that too, just so people really get, you know,
control. Sure. So let's say we want to release the fatigue and the brain fog.
Okay.
Okay, so I would have someone state that, and we would muscle test,
mm-hmm.
and then I would do some codes in the field, and so you'll hear me saying numbers.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing is I'm working on spin points, which is in the field. Instead of acupuncture points, I'm working in the energy field on spin points, and I'm circling my hand, like either in front of my body or down my leg, different places in the field right off your body. So it's right off your body.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's because it is a holiday weekend and I am tired today. Let's release, and maybe everybody else is too. I don't know. But this should work. So whoever's on the call, whoever's hearing this, I know we're recording it. Well, let's just release the brain fog and the tiredness and get us back to being energetic and vibrant.
Great.
Okay? All right. So we would say I release the the brain fog. I release the fatigue easily. Okay, and then you're going to hear me do some numbers and some codes. 2-3 love, 5-3 forgiveness, 6-5 choice, 9-2 freedom, 4-2 greater love, 4-2 I have positive self-worth, 2-2 I choose to succeed, 4-4 I choose to live in joy, and 6-2 I choose to live by the higher laws. And then we muscle test again. We say I easily release the fatigue, the brain fog. I'm replacing this with feeling vibrant, energetic, free, and empowered. So what we did is we released the old pattern that's stuck in the field, in your biofield, and put in a new one. And then we lock it in. And I usually have people lock it in by just making a circle in front of their heart chakra and say the numbers 2-2, I choose to succeed. And then they tap their, it's actually 1 inch to the left and 1 inch up from the navel.
Okay.
You tap that 8 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And that's to lock in any changes that you did where you release the old programs and energies and update the new.
Right.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Right. So I don't know. I feel a little bit better.
I do. Yeah. Right?
So when we talk about healing, if someone had, you know, not just candida, but let's just say parasites.
Yeah.
And they needed to do a parasite cleanse. Because doing a parasite cleanse is important. The medical profession, when they test your stool, they only test for Giardia. They don't test for all the different kinds of parasites you can have. and Hannah Kroger, and if you're in this, you know, if you've heard of the name Hulda Clark, Hannah and Hulda Clark did a lot of work in this area. And what Hannah did that's different, though, is she figured out the exact type of parasite.
Wow.
Like in cancer, in breast cancer, it's often lymph flukes.
Yeah.
It's a fluke.
Yeah.
Okay? In craving sugar, and I've given this to kids as well as adults, it's pancreatic flukes.
Wow.
Okay? And that isn't talked about everywhere.
And a fluke is a type of parasite, or is that a name?
It's a type of parasite, okay. And it looks more like an oval. It's not a worm.
Right.
Okay? And there's intestinal flukes that cause intestinal problems.
Right.
And there's blood flukes that cause blood clots. And so I've worked with a gentleman who had a stroke, and I knew his wife really well. His wife had worked for me, and he wasn't seeing very good. He was in his late 40s and had a lot of stress from work, but he also has a heart murmur thing going on. And I was able to, with my biofeedback program, make him a remedy that helps with stroke, give him blood flukes, and we've gone through layers of clearing parasites and candida.
Wow.
And he's gotten better and better and better. His vision is back. That stroke is healed. He's got his life back, and I think I've seen him 6 times.
Wow, how amazing. I love that story. Do you think that parasites are actually like energy sucking? You know, are they like people that are sucking our energy? Are they entities? Is it connected to the energetic field like that in your experience?
Yes, absolutely. That's a really good question. In fact, Hannah taught us the 7 physical and spiritual causes of ill health. And I show it like a map where you correlate the two.
Yeah.
And parasites in the physical body is an entity in the spiritual body.
Yes, right.
So you have to release, and an entity is just an attachment.
Right.
And we get attachments. In fact, most of us are not 100% our soul's truth.
Exactly. Now, I've studied mediumship, and I saw the same thing. It's like we all have entities that are running the show that we don't even know about, unfortunately.
Right. And they do have an energy to them.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And they will take you away from being you, and you won't sound like you.
Mm-hmm.
And so my process called brain soul balancing releases those attachments in the field.
Yes.
I believe everything is about allowing our gifts to shine.
Yes.
Mm. And you know, and my teachers have taught me, if you're not doing that, you're not honoring God.
Wow. Goosebumps again. That's so true. Yay. All right. Yay. Thank you. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Thank you, Louise.
Thank you, Anne.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Louise Schwartzwalter, and I'd like to give you her websites in case you would like to learn more about her work. She has some amazing programs, including one on balancing the brain this fall, and a free consultation with her that she offers, I believe, on her site. So check that out. The websites are ABQ for Albuquerque, ABQNaturalHealthCenter.com and BeautifulBalancedBrain.com. All right, so Louise talked about clearing the old programs and replacing them with new programs in our energy so that we can start to manifest, whether that's excellent health or a bunch of money or a new home or a partner, soulmate, you know, whatever you're looking to manifest. It's a lot of this is clearing out the old program, and that will improve your health and everything in your life and raise your frequency and raise your vibration. So I actually do a similar process in my meditations, and I would like to share one of those with you today, as I mentioned, so you can begin to really feel what this is about and really have an experience of it for yourself. So it's important, as she mentioned, to replenish your energy after you clear something out. So it's not just that, you know, the cleansing is popular right now. Everybody's juicing and cleansing and liver flushing and all of this. If you don't fill yourself in, if you don't nourish yourself and replace what you cleared out, you will naturally just start to pick up whatever's in your environment. You'll easily just click back into the, you know, energy you just released. It'll just come back again if you don't replace it. And that's a law of the universe, that every space needs to be filled and every space will be filled. And if you think about that, it's like that closet in your house that you empty out, you inevitably put more stuff in it, right? So you're like that closet. Whatever you clear out, you need to replace and replace consciously before it gets replaced or filled back in unconsciously. So on that note, let's take a deep breath. And I invite you to sit, stand, or lie down wherever you're comfortable. Close your eyes if you're in a place to do that. And just say hello to your body and your breath. Let your belly rise and fall. With the inhale, it rises. With the exhale, it releases. And just relaxes back into the spine. One more time, push the belly out as you inhale. Sit tall, stand tall. Just lengthen the spine. If you're lying down, just feel that expansion, exhaling, release. Let the belly come into the spine. And just start to soften your body. Maybe wiggle and release any tension. Shrug the shoulders, the jaw, wriggle the hands. And I'd like to ask you, what are you struggling with right now? If you just want to ask yourself if this is a health issue or an experience you're having emotionally, mentally, whether that's something that you're having in your relationships, with your money, with your work, what are you struggling with right now? And the first thing that you think of, just go with that. And then ask yourself, why is this comfortable to you? Who aligns with this? So you don't have to know consciously. You don't have to logically know the answer, but just let yourself just imagine and just play like you know. Who aligns with this energy? So is this something similar perhaps to somebody in your family or somebody in your environment, a loved one, an ancestor? Is this something that's typical in your community, a religious group, or neighborhood, a teacher or a doctrine that you've aligned with? Maybe you get a sense it's a past life thing. It's comfortable because you've done it in 14 other lifetimes. And you don't need to remember them. It doesn't matter. Just get a sense. Why is this struggle comfortable? Is there some way that it feels familiar to you? And just get present to that. Even if everybody in your lineage hated it, the fact that they had it makes it comfortable for you on a certain level. And this can be painful as you look at it, so just go ahead and allow yourself to exhale and imagine, just breathe it out. Let your cells just Release the tension, the pain. Let it pour out of your body into the earth. And if you're lying on the ground, you can just imagine your entire body relaxes as it pours out of you. If you're sitting or standing, you could imagine a big waterfall or tree trunk from your hips down into the depths of Mother Earth, and just pour the struggle into the earth. Pour the pain. You don't need it anymore. Clearly, it's not serving you. Clearly, it's no fun. Clearly, you're ready to release it, or it wouldn't be coming up now. Take a deep breath in and just acknowledge yourself for your courage. And then ask yourself, what new experience would you like to have? Okay, so as you finish releasing it, just take one more exhale, let it all go. And then what new experience would you like to replace this with? What is the thing you'd like to feel or be or have instead? So if that's a certain level of health, if that's a specific feeling in your body, if you want to have plenty of energy or fertility or excellent digestion or a clear mind or whatever it is, maybe it's amazing relationships, maybe it's more playfulness, maybe it's a level of abundance and prosperity and ease. So what would you replace this struggle with, this painful experience? So pick one thing. Gave you some ideas. And if you were to put words to it, you can say them out loud, you can write them down, you can visualize a picture of it. And can you imagine that new experience? I encourage you now, whether you've written it down or stated it. Now, I'd like you to also visually picture it and start to feel it as if it's so. And ask yourself, who is living that now? Do you know anybody who has that experience right now, who has that level of health, who has that amazing relationship or that level of prosperity? And if you don't know anybody, that's okay. Just trust that it's out there. You know somebody in the world has it. So just decide you're going to tap in to that vibration where that exists. Maybe there's a place in the world where you know that exists. If there's a level of wealth that you're seeking, tap into a wealthy area. If it's a level of happiness and love or family, think about, you know, who has that? I used to play music when I was a singer-songwriter, and I would pretend that I was connecting to whoever was playing at one of my favorite stadiums and just match their energy. And I honestly think I played better when I did that. I certainly felt good. I certainly had a really good time when I did that. So just pretend and start to tune in and match the energy of whoever has that experience you're seeking. And feel connection with that, because as I said, it's all about love. You don't want to feel alone with your great life, right? You want to feel like somebody's there with you, that you can tap into something bigger than you, and there's a place to be that, to do that, to have that, that the world is safe when you're doing that. Somebody else did it, so can you. Feel that now. Breathe into your heart and send yourself so much love. Send that love into every cell of your body, from head to toe, to your fingers, toes, to the base of your spine, to the crown of your head. Let every part of you start to tingle and vibrate with this love, with this success, with this health, with your new belief, with your new program. And now I'd like you to take an image of a golden sun above your head or above your body. Let it be 3 times as big as your body, and let this be a symbol of your greatest good, of your pure life force, of your creative energy and your empowerment. And allow that sun to just pour into your body and receive that light. Drink in the light. Let yourself start to glow and stretch and open your eyes. And then you can come on out of meditation. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening. For a more in-depth experience of what you've heard here, to join me on live calls for deep healing and meditation, for dancing and creative exercises, for personal intuitive feedback on your questions, for a ticket to our live retreat and connection to our amazing community, check out the Empowered Life program. We open registration once each season at the beginning of January, April, July, and October. Learn more at anneobryanliving.com/myempoweredlife. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed today's show, I'd love if you'd subscribe, rate, and review it. That helps others find it and supports me to keep sharing. Much love, shine your light, and I will see you next time.